streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and new details emerging in the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. The shooter, not yet identified, was a female.
The shooter in Madison, Wisconsin, was a teenage girl, according to multiple law enforcement sources speaking to ABC News. That would go against the typical profile of a school active shooter. In this case, police say she killed a teacher and a fellow student. She was dead when police arrived. Multiple other people on campus are injured, including two students who are critically hurt from the shooting. Police say the motive remains unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The man suspected of murdering United Healthcare CEO could be back in New York to face charges as soon as tomorrow. Prosecutors in Manhattan say Luigi Mangione may waive extradition. RFK Jr. tapped ahead Health and Human Resources, met with senators ahead of his confirmation hearings. He's facing backlash over his stance on vaccines. Today, telling reporters he's all for the polio vaccine. This is ABC News. Going for a walk could help your mental health.
There is no magic number of steps a person should take in a day, but a new study of nearly 100,000 people found that those who took at least 5,000 steps per day experienced fewer depressive symptoms than those who did not. There was also a 42% drop in prevalence of depression for people who took at least 7,500 steps per day. More research is still needed to determine any other factors that might have influenced the findings. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Miami Dolphins wide receiver Grant DuBose is still in the hospital after taking a hard hit in the head during a game against the Houston Texans on Sunday. Dolphins officials say DuBose is at a hospital in Houston and is now able to move his extremities. DuBose suffered a traumatic brain injury during a helmet-to-helmet hit and had to be carried off the field in a stretcher. Dolphins officials also say initial tests show positive results. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A low of 26 tonight with variable clouds and breezy conditions. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler. A high of 34. Tuesday, light snow likely, up to an inch or so possible, and a low of 23. Wednesday, peaks of sun and breezy conditions, a high of 29. Thursday, 28 with 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. And Friday, decreasingly cloudy, breezy and cool, and a high of 25.
And thank you once again, Phil, for that forecast. And our current temperature right now is 38 degrees, and the winds are out of the east at 10 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 28 degrees outside. And under cloudy conditions, once again, our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, 38 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Time of year for making angels in the snow. No, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. No, I can't wait for Christmas. Hope gets reunited with love and faith and joy. shake boxes full of toys, singing songs around the fire, the family and good friends, kids staying up late, watching for a sleigh, wondering if this night is ever gonna end.
Getting drunk. every guy just to say they've done it. Girls like me don't fit in. When you're 17, you're not supposed to care about anything. Go sneak out, get with a guy your friends all warned you about. When you're 17, you're supposed to fall in love and just
sometimes love is all that can save us.
Sometimes love can kill a man.
watch or a pistol in your hand. Sometimes a love is a white flag. Sometimes a love is standing tall. Sometimes a love is a feather. Sometimes a cannonball. But it's worth fighting for.
It's worth fighting for.
Baby, sometimes a love is. Baby, sometimes a love is war.
But the fire is so delightful.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight,
how I'll hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight,
all the way home I'll be warm.
The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Got the chemistry to cope with it, and we don't need a fire to keep us warm if we are loving true to form.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how you hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
My dear, we're still goodbying.
But as long as you love me so,
let it snow, let it snow. Let the north winds bluster and blow. Just as long as we're alone here together like so. Star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star of
Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect. Star of Bethlehem, shine on.
yonder in glory when the crown is won. Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine. The lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine.
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports. Tonight we have a battle of the Blackhawks. A team with the nickname the Blackhawks will win tonight's game. That's a bold prediction as Viroqua plays at River Valley in area girls basketball. We'll preview that and other area events coming up during our pregame show tonight, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Over the weekend, River Valley sports fared very well. In fact, River Valley boys basketball team defeated Lancaster 67-64 on Friday. Houston Thatcher led the way with 24 points. River Valley girls wrestling team placed 23rd at Wisconsin Dells Friday. Montana Joles placed 6th individually. Saturday, the River Valley varsity boys placed 4th in the Wanakee Wrestling Invitational. Wyatt Knockreiner won the 165-pound championship. And the River Valley Barneville gymnastics team finished 5th at the West Salem Invitational. Anya Sefrud tied for 1st place on the floor exercise. River Valley teams will be involved in several events coming up this week as they get in a few more events before the upcoming holiday break. This is the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
It's the 12 Days of Tool Sale at All American Do It Center. Right now, save 12% off in-stock Milwaukee and DeWalt items. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. In-store purchases only. From power tools to accessories, save 12% off DeWalt and Milwaukee products during the 12 Days of Tools. Now through December 23rd at All American Do It Center in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Fraser, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations. Games on the schedule tonight in boys basketball: Portage at Adams Friendship, DeSoto is at Cooley Christian, New Glarus at Cuba City, and Lancaster at Boscobel. Girls basketball: New Glarus at Schulzburg, Barneveld at Lancaster, Benton at River Ridge, Adams Friendship is at Berlin, and Viroqua at River Valley. River Valley first-year head coach Joe Woodhouse talked to us recently about the team leaders.
Three captains, three seniors, and things like that. Lexi DeVinny is the returning captain from last year. Karina Osborne's another senior. And then Mackenzie Woodhouse is a senior as well and things like that. So they're the three that are really kind of taking charge with a lot of the stuff we did in the summer and the fall and provided some leadership and helped kind of set the expectations for the younger girls as well.
We'll have more from Coach Woodhouse coming up when the pregame show continues, and then it's Viroqua at River Valley Area Girls Basketball. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Joe Woodhouse, River Valley coach, joins us. Coach, the team right around 500. How do you think you've played in the first few games?
Yeah, we've played pretty well. I'm happy with some of the things we've started to do, playing hard. Every time we take the court and stuff like that, we give Sauk a good battle and stuff like that. And then we kind of ran out of gas a little bit on Thursday at Prairie and things like that. We've been a little shorthanded the last couple of games with girls being out, but be back at full strength tonight and looking to continue to progress and get better as the season goes on.
Is Prairie du Chien the best team that you've seen so far?
Yeah, without a doubt. They got a good ball club coming back and things like that, so their starting five is good across the board.
When you look at tonight's opponent, do you know a lot about Viroqua at this point?
Yeah, we've watched a little bit of film on them and stuff like that. I know they have, they're pretty young, too. I think they have a freshman that's their leading scorer coming in tonight. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I know your players are busy. Did you have very many of them involved in the River Valley Musical this year?
Yeah, we have 27 girls in the program, and I think we had 12 girls that were in the musical.
So at this point now, they can kind of concentrate on one extracurricular then.
There's a couple that are in mock trial and stuff like that, but yeah, most of those girls were out all of last week and stuff like that because they had a community performance Thursday, the regular performance Friday, so we kind of got them for one day last year and stuff like that, so it'll get them back in and get them rolling again.
What do you think the team has to improve on the most if you're going to keep taking that step forward?
Biggest thing is, continue to play hard. I think that's something they've bought in and stuff like that, but now it's kind of learn how to make decisions basketball-wise, be able to, just improve our basketball IQ, situational stuff, what's a good shot, what do we want to work on defensively, offensively, to put us in the position to be the most successful team we can be.
I saw your team earlier this year, and it seems the girls, they kind of get the basketball sense there, like they know where they're supposed to be and make the cuts and things like that, and I think that only gets better with more time spent on the court, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. So, we're moving in the right direction. We're starting to run good offense and play good defense and do those little things, and then it's and just have that mindset that we're out there to compete no matter who we're playing and stuff like that.
You mentioned the team might be a little bit healthier tonight. Is that going to be the case?
Yeah, for as healthy as we're going to be, I think, for a while here. So we got all the musical girls back and stuff like that. So
here we go. All right. What else? Do you have something else here coming up before Christmas break?
Yeah, we play Ithaca on Thursday, and that's kind of our only game before Christmas. And then we're off until Friday when we get back in January. We got a tough one right away against Platteville there. So.
Good. Do you do some things during the Christmas break, some scrimmages and things like that?
That's a work in progress, being the new coach. We'll have just our practices and stuff like that. We weren't able to get into a holiday tournament or anything like that. I might try to reach out to some alumni and see if we can get some alumni in to come in over break and get a little bit of a game with them and stuff like that, mix it up a little bit and do something different on a day, but still kind of working out those details.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking with us, Coach, and good luck tonight against Viroqua.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Joe Woodhouse joining us from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From River Valley High School, good evening, everyone. Welcome to River Valley Viroqua, Battle of the Blackhawks in area girls basketball. River Valley comes in with a record of 3-4 overall, and Viroqua stands at 3-3. The Viroqua Blackhawks are coached by Terry Cena, a Viroqua alumnus, and has helped out at some other programs at West Salem, and now in his fourth year as head coach at Viroqua in girls basketball. They defeated Royal the first game of the year, and then lost to Cashton, West Salem, and Black River Falls. They've evened their mark with wins against GET and most recently Westby, a 56-43 victory on Friday night. On the other side, River Valley comes in with a record of 3-4, an opening night loss at Lodi. They defeated New Lisbon. That was a game that we saw the Blackhawks win, 59-29. They lost by 10 to Potosi, 57-47, and then enjoyed victories against Wisconsin Heights and Dodgeville. Really big win against Dodgeville, 64-34. So that's then losses to Sauk Prairie and Prairie du Chien. And that brings us to tonight's game. Earlier, Viroqua was a winner in junior varsity girls basketball, 41-28 of the final. We'll have more in a moment from River Valley High School on this Monday night for area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
A few final announcements being made for the folks that have gathered here at our VHS, and we'll get this one started in just a moment. We'll look at the starting lineups for both coaches, Coach Joe Woodhouse and Coach Terry Cena. Had a chance to call Terry's games back in high school when he played at Viroqua, and also he played for UW-Richland. And that's the second time in a week I've talked to a coach that played their college ball at the Richland campus. Last week, Clint Nemitz of Southwestern. He's a former standout for the Roadrunners, and Terry as well. So always good to see those and how they've expanded their careers and been at it for a long time, coaching the young people. Right now, we're going to stand and face the flag in honor of America prior to game time tonight between these two squads. And right now, the playing of our national anthem prior to tip-off.
And bright stars, through the land, all of
tonight's national anthem here prior to game time between these two clubs. The Viroqua Blackhawks adorned in their black and white uniforms with the orange lettering, and River Valley in the home whites with the black lettering. Beginning a busy sports week for us at WRCO with games scheduled this week, tomorrow night, Thursday night, and Friday night, and also coverage of the Richland Wrestling Invitational on Saturday. So a busy week. Of course, as we always say, weather permitting. There's snow in the forecast tomorrow, but maybe more of a chance that it could play a problem with the schedule on Thursday. Here's the starting lineup for head coach Terry Cena and the Viroqua Blackhawks. Number one, Emily Hubach, a junior. Number two, Alaya Schwem, a freshman. Also number five, Emma Moyleen, a junior. Number 12, senior Reed Brown. And number 24, Sam Schneider, a junior. And now the starting lineup for the River Valley girls. Number two, Elizabeth Gostomski, a junior. Number three, Mackenzie Woodhouse, a senior. Number four, Heidi Hegland, a junior. Number five, Brooklyn Stokes. She is a sophomore. And number 12, Alexis Davini. And Alexis is a senior. Tip-off time is next from WRCO Radio Sports.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
You're here for tip-off time. The ball is in the air, tipped and controlled by Viroqua, and we're underway. It is Schwem taking it left side. She is the freshman and has been their leading scorer. Pass goes to Hubach, down to the corner. Schneider drives, dishes, lost it. Picked off by River Valley. Brooklyn Stokes will run it the other way, and the Hawks will set it for the corner. Three-pointer by Woodhouse on the rim, no good. Rebound back door, shot up and no good by Stokes. Rebound River Valley, and they'll keep it going again around the horn. Osborne to the corner. Stokes for three and got it. Brooklyn Stokes, River Valley's third time was a charm, and they're on the board. Viroqua pushing it. Schwem drives all the way coast to coast, lays it in for two. Rita, too. Oh, she's a very fast player as well. Not only a good scorer for Viroqua, but I can see where she could get away from teams and maybe come from defensive problems. Right away, the Blackhawks of River Valley having trouble getting the ball in. They're going to call a quick timeout as to not be penalized, the five-second rule. So they will step away for a second. Good start for both squads. River Valley not getting a couple of shots to fall, but stayed with it. The third time was certainly a charm. And River Valley has lots of players that can play and rotate in, and I'm sure Coach Woodhouse will do that. The last time we were here, all but two players scored. So they do have players with the scoring capability. Right now we're going to have to figure out a way to break a Viroqua press. And actually, the timeout was used, so that means the ball will be inbounded at midcourt. So Viroqua backs off to half court. They're matching up person to person, and Brooklyn Stokes brings it across the half court line. Off to the near side. Stokes back to Gostomski. Elizabeth will drive down to the paint. 14-footer is in and out. Rebound by Viroqua. Sam Schneider with a rebound. Outletting Adam Moline, and she'll fire it over to the far side. Taking on the dribble by Schwem. She is at the midcourt line. Now drives. Free throw line right. Dishes off. Three-pointer Viroqua on the way. No good for Hubach. And it's touched last by River Valley and out of bounds. It will be Viroqua basketball. The officials talking about it as to where it will be inbounded in, and it will be right on the baseline. So here goes Hubach, holds it above the head, fires it in. Caught here near side by Schwemm, drives with a left hand, weaves the dribble, cross court picked off by Stokes. Brooklyn takes it and now tries to whip it to her teammate, and it's knocked out of bounds by Viroqua. Viroqua getting back on defense rather quickly. River Valley will put it in play from their baseline underneath the hoop. Pass comes in play, three-pointer to Vinny, and that is good for Lucky to Vinny. Both of River Valley's field goals are from the three-point land. It is 6-2. Viroqua throws it away, but it may have been tipped last. River Valley coach Woodhouse kind of saw it the same way that I did. I believe it's going to be Viroqua basketball. So Reed Brown will put it in. Nope, they changed their mind after a little bit of debate there. Far side official letting Coach Cena know about that. I think it was the right call. Pass comes in play for Mackenzie Woodhouse. She's at the point. Gives it to left side Stokes. Now to Heglin. Heidi with the basketball. Looks. Now drives. Nowhere to go. Fires it to the baseline. Caught there by the Blackhawks, Osborne, and Karina brings it all the way to the near side. Long pass to Woodhouse. Dumps it low. There's Heglin. Back to the corner. Far side. Two-pointer on the way for Osborne. No good. Rebound Viroqua, and here's Swim pulling away from the pack. All the way down deep. Goes up and scores. Elias Schwemm makes it a 6-4 ball game in the backcourt. River Valley, Woodhouse, left side Osborne. Now River Valley's got to make tracks to get it across, and they will. They'll stop on the right wing. Back to Heglin. Left side Davini for three on the rim. No good. Fought for and out of bounds. Last touch by River Valley. It'll be Viroqua basketball. The inbounder is Reed Brown. Reed brings it in. River Valley has fallen back into a full court press, and that forces a Viroqua turnover. High pass. It'll go out of bounds on the near side, and it will belong to River Valley on the sideline, leading 6-4. 15:22 remaining, first half. They'll swing it left side, now right. Woodhouse for three. No good. Rebound River Valley in the lane. No good by Heglin on the putback. Tipped out. Viroqua intercepts. Taken by Sam Schneider. And Schneider brings it the other way. Down deep. Tough shot. Blocking foul called on River Valley. First foul of the game. So they will mark that off on 21. Is that right? No, it's on Alexis Davini. That's her first. She wears number 12. Got to figure out which hand is which there for the official when he's calling the numbers. My fault. Ball comes in. It's going to be on the far side. Shot up and no good by Hubach. And the rebound by River Valley. Outlet pass from Osborne to Heglin. Heidi throws it to the lane. Stokes lobs it back for Davini, who ailmares it back to the right side. Osborne, top of the circle. Stokes. Now Davini. Near side Osborne. And she'll shoot a three. It's up and off the front of the rim. Chased down by Heidi Heglin. Good hustle. And the Blackhawks kick it out for a three. Look again by Davini. No good. Tipped around. It is out of bounds. Last touch by Viroqua. Into the game for River Valley, number 23, Ella Myers. Ella, a sophomore. We called her name a lot during the volleyball season. In for Viroqua, Kate Quackenbush. She will replace Reed Brown. And River Valley will put it in play from the baseline. Pass comes into Heglin, deep corner. Heidi with the basketball now drives, is cut off. Swings it back near side. Woodhouse, 15-footer, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Quackenbush, and Viroqua off and running. Outlet to Schwemm. Schwemm along the near side. Has her pocket picked from behind by Osborne and Woodhouse. Woodhouse in the backcourt. Brings it across the half-court line with a steady dribble. Down to the baseline, Osborne. Lobs it high, and that one goes out of bounds. Into the scorer's table. Occupied tonight by Meitzelsperger and Meitzelsperger. Ball comes in play. Nope, it won't. We're going to see a substitution coming in for River Valley, Lucy Spahn. And now Viroqua puts the ball in play. Schwemm at the point guard. And Aliyah throws it to the right side. Hubach. Into the lane, Quackenbush kicks it out. Three-pointer Viroqua won't go for Moyline. Rebounded inside, pulled away by River Valley. Nice job by Lexi DeVinny, and she'll bring it into the front court. DeVinny to the baseline, is cut off, going against a 2-3 zone. Lobs far side, Woodhouse for three, got it. That's the third tonight for River Valley. That's where all the points have come from beyond the arc. They're going to get a quick ahead. We'll pass it to Moylene. Emma's shot is up, no good. Rebound River Valley, outlet pass stolen by Viroqua. And the Blackhawks get it back. Schwem drives, kicks it to the baseline. There's a long jumper on the way. That is good for Emma Moylene. That'll make it 9-6. Could have a shootout tonight here at RVHS. River Valley breaks the press. Woodhouse on the right wing. Slips it back down to Vinny. DeVinny, now Lucy Spahn meets it. And Lucy lobs it for Hegland. Hegland baseline, goes high post. Viroqua all over that. We're going to see a jump ball called. DeVinny tying up with Schneider. Into the game for Viroqua. Satara Gauld is into the ball game. Satara is a sophomore. Ball comes in play for River Valley. That is DeVinny. Throws it inside, knocked away. Picked up again in the corner by Hegland. And the ball is kicked. It'll be River Valley ball on the sideline. In for River Valley, Brooklyn Stokes. And Lexi DeVinny gets her first rest. Pass comes in play. Stokes, top of the key. Right side Spahn. Back to Stokes. Around the wheel it goes. Woodhouse left to Hegland. To the corner. Here's Stokes on a drive. Throws it cross court. Picked up by Schwem. And she is fouled by River Valley. Foul is on number three, Mackenzie Woodhouse. That is her first, team's second. 9-6 River Valley, 12 and a half to play here in the first half. Elias Schwem across the half-court line. The Viroqua point guard moves free throw line right. Scoops to the baseline. Gauld now kicks it out. Two-pointer on the way. Short for Quackenbush. Gets her own miss. Back to Hubach. Down to the corner. Shot on the way, no good for Schneider. Put back, no good. Foul called. And Satara Gauld is going to the free throw line. That'll be the third River Valley foul. And this is on Lucy Spahn. First free throws of the game. This one is good. Gauld will get one more. That makes it 9-7. River Valley with a slim two-point lead. Gauld, second free throw is up, no good. Rebound Stokes of River Valley. Stokes out to the half-court line. Crossover dribble. Gives to Spahn. Back to Hegland. Down low. Stokes kicks it out. Woodhouse three, and it is no good. Fought for, tipped, and saved by Viroqua. Into the hands of Woodhouse. River Valley kicks it out for a three look. Up and no good for Stokes. Gets her own miss at the free throw line. Back to Spahn on the near side, and Lucy dribbles. Throws it to Woodhouse on the left wing. River Valley works it to Stokes. There's Spahn. Now near side Hegland. Heidi drives. There's a jumper on the way short. Rebound by Viroqua. Pulled down by Kate Quackenbush. And the Blackhawks have the outlet pass now going to Schwem. Schwem will shoot a three. Top of the key. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound Stokes. River Valley 9. Viroqua 7. 11:20 remaining in the first half. Stokes throws near side. Spahn with the basketball. Lucy drives toward the baseline. Is cut off. Leans in. They're going to call her for a traveling. And Viroqua takes possession. River Valley with Karina Osborne checking in. Kalia Blakely and Lexi DeVinny is back into the ballgame. For Viroqua, they come back with Reed Brown. Ball comes in to Elias Schwem. And she'll drive for Viroqua all the way down deep. Goes a Euro step. Left-hand shot is good. Boy, she might be one of the more talented freshmen we'll see this year. Game is tied at 9. River Valley will try a 3 on the way and good. That's a good answer. Brooklyn Stokes with her second triple. 12-9 River Valley. So the score stayed tied all of 3 seconds. Schwem drives again. Goes to the left hand and scores again. She's got 8 points. And it's 12-11. Timeout taken by Viroqua. 10:42 remaining, first half. Area girls basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Looks like Viroqua misses a shot, but River Valley has called for a foul, and this is on Lexi DeVinny. That's her second. 12-11, River Valley leading. Viroqua basketball. Swam will drive, kicks to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and that is good for Emma Moyline. First three for Viroqua. They go up 14-12. River Valley pushing it along the near side, now to the middle. They'll pass to Myers, and Ella, reverse lay-in, good. Ella Myers ties the score at 14. Rather enthusiastic start for these two teams. Tonight, we're at 10 minutes to go in the first. Down to the baseline, Moyline. The Quackenbush back to Moyline. Free throw line left, nothing. Down to the baseline, ball tipped into the stands by Lexi DeVinny. And the ball goes back in the hands of Viroqua. Coming in for Viroqua, number 20, Iris Curley. Iris seeing her first action. She is a senior. Pass comes in play, caught by Schwem in the backcourt. And Alaya takes it across the half-court line. Free throw line left, dishes to the corner. Gauld back to the top of the key. Almost stolen away there by Blakely. Viroqua works it to its low post. Looking, nothing, back to the corner now. Now back to Schwem. Schwem drives around the defender. And River Valley's got her kind of a specialized defense trying to pin her in. There's a pass to the corner. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound pulled down by Blakely. And River Valley's going to push it the other way. Ball knocked loose. Picked up now by River Valley. DeVinny with the ball. Left wing. Back to the right wing. Osborne. Lobs back now to Blakely. Top of the circle. That's going to be DeVinny. River Valley circling. And then a traveling called on Blakely. Coming in is Mackenzie Woodhouse for River Valley. And for Viroqua, the inbounder is Reed Brown. Brown looks, gets it in. Halfway through the first half, we're tied at 14 between these two schools. Gauld catches on the wing. Satara hands off near side. Schwemp down to the baseline. Drives, dishes, knocked loose by River Valley and out of bounds. Viroqua ball on the end line. My first year of broadcasting sports, this would have been a conference game. Viroqua and River Valley's conference in the old SWAL. Those were the days. Those were some good times. Ball around the wheel. Left side, Schwemp drives, 15-footer from the baseline. No good. Ella Myers with a rebound for River Valley. Outlet pass Stokes. Stokes down for a two-on-two. Spin move. Shot on the way, no good. What for? Rebound out of bounds off of River Valley. It'll be Viroqua basketball. Good to see some young fellows at the game tonight, Denny Coppernall and Eric Briel. A couple of guys that make me feel young anyway. Good fellows. We were telling a few stories, believe it or not, while we were waiting for the youth wrestling to wrap up here in the mezzanine. Viroqua gets the ball back, and they'll bring it across the half-court line. Schwemm over toward the River Valley bench, between the knees dribble. Swings to the left side. Here's Hubach. Three on the way. Won't stay. Rebound Viroqua. Driving. Now they're going to lose it. Picked up. And then shooting and scoring is Schneider. That'll make it 16-14. Viroqua. Ball comes across the timeline. Near side Stokes. Back to the high post. Throwing it low is Osborne. Knocked out of bounds by Viroqua. Off of number 24, Sam Schneider. River Valley ball along the baseline. And Osborne fires it in. Caught near side Stokes. Three on the way. No good. Rebound Myers. Ella goes back in. Shot is partially blocked. Gets the save from Viroqua. Now Ella goes in. It's blocked. Fires it out now to Osborne. Three on the way, no good. Myers with another rebound. Ella kicks it out. Osborne, left side. Now driving is Woodhouse. Shot on the way, no good. Myers goes up, and a foul called on the floor as she went in for a shot. Boy, tough sledding in there as Viroqua got a couple of blocks, but finally get called for the foul. That'll be their first foul. It's on Sam Schneider. Heidi Hegland returns for River Valley. And let's see, Osborne as well. Serena grabs the inbound, passes back to DeVinny. Now Osborne,